Here at Salem Baptist Church, we love singing the hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness, written by the American poet Thomas Obadiah Chisholm. Although Thomas had suffered from poor health throughout his life, God's faithfulness was evident to him. In 1923, he was inspired by Lamentation 3:22-23 to write the text of this beautiful hymn to communicate the unfailing faithfulness of a covenant-keeping God over his life. Most people typically sing this song to give thanks for the Lord's care and provision over their lives, and so we sing, "All I have needed, thy hand has provided." However, in Lamentation 3, the statement, "Great is thy faithfulness," was made by Jeremiah the prophet in the context of a national disaster. He uttered them during the Babylonian exile that lasted 70 years when God's people lived in misery and helplessness. Instead of sinking in hopelessness and despair, Jeremiah sought to find hope in God. He decided to reflect on some unchanging truths about God, which brought him immense hope amidst the bitter experience of exile they were going through as a whole nation. So in verse 21, he says, "Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope." What are some of the things that Jeremiah was calling to mind? Well, here in this passage, we see three truths that brought hope to Jeremiah, and I'll briefly highlight them. The first truth is that God is faithful, verse 22-23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Even in the face of his people's unfaithfulness, which led to their exile, God was still faithful. His constant goodness and personal integrity remained intact and unchanged no matter what happened. The ultimate hope for God's people, therefore, is not in their ability to keep God's command, but on God's ability to keep on being a covenant-keeping faithful God. The second truth is that God is our portion. Verse 24 says, "Say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will hope in him." In other words, Jeremiah was saying, "The Lord is all I have as my only inheritance, so I have hope to sustain me now and in the future." Psalm 73 verse 26 shares a similar thought, and it says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." God is our only portion, our only inheritance, the only thing that we can hold on to that lasts forever. The last truth that encouraged Jeremiah is that God is good to those who wait for him. Verse 25-27 says, "The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the one who seek him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke while he is young." Since God is good to those who wait, it is a good thing to wait patiently and quietly for his salvation. This means that those who wait for the Lord can expect him to be good to them by showing them his love, mercy, and favor. The knowledge that God is good and always does good to his people must have filled Jeremiah with a lot of hope, strength, and encouragement, and it caused him to wait for God faithfully. To wait for God is to live by faith in the expectation that God's faithfulness and goodness are not only great, but are also assured. Amidst our pain and suffering, we must remind ourselves of the truth expressed in Lamentation 3 and the hymn, "Great is Thy Faithfulness," and remind ourselves all the time that God is always faithful and God is always good, that he is our only treasure and hope, now and forever. Amen.